and it is hour three. But it's 5 o'clock. But it's hour three. Tay and Jay Show, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. I'm Lante. He is Jeremy Warner. We appreciate Dan Hartlib and Matt Dittman coming on with us in the first hour. If you did not hear the interview with Coach Hartlib, I thought it was a really good article. Really good interview with Coach. We're going to replay that in this hour so that you can hear that. Of course, the Illini baseball team, they sweep Indiana, and thanks to a Northwestern victory over Michigan State, they win the Big Ten Conference Championship.
Yeah, we're just talking about Joakim Noah and whether he should get fined or suspended for, you know, uttering the gay slur or the TV cameras caught. Well, the NBA released it. Joakim Noah fined $50,000 by the NBA for the anti-gay slur. League spokesman said Noah was fined less than the $100,000 assessed the Lakers' Kobe Bryant for using the same term because, quote, Kobe's fine included discipline for verbal abuse of a game official.
Okay, and I agree with that.
So they're going more for the official than the fan.
Okay, and I do because it keeps the integrity of the game. I know nothing like that should ever be said, probably, right. but to me, that is really disrespecting the game when you say something like that to an official. So let's bring on Mike McGraw from the Daily Herald. He is the beat writer for the Chicago Bulls. And Mike, I'm sure we're telling you nothing that you did not know, but Joakim Noah fined $50,000. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, obviously, you expected something to be done. It's kind of tough on Noah because it was really a situation between him and a fan that kind of got out of control.
Sure.
And you know, when the cameras are on you and you say something in the heat of the battle that you wouldn't want to be broadcast out there to as something that that's associated with you, then I think the NBA is going to have a punishment just to set the tone that's not something that his players should be saying. It's not okay to say that. So it's he apologized many times in the last 2 days. Said he just got caught up. The fan said something disrespectful and heard from some of the other players that the guy just wouldn't shut up. He was being belligerent, standing up, going at Noah, and he finally snapped and said something back.
Right.
And, it's second person in gets caught sometimes.
Yep.
And, Mike, I know you're in Miami. Did you hear it, from where you were sitting?
No, they have most of the media up at the top of the first level, so I'm a long way from the bench.
Mike McGraw, Daily Herald, beat writer for the Chicago Bulls. What is covering Noah? What's he like?
He's a good guy. He's an interesting, very interesting person. He grew up in France. In Paris as, kind of semi-royalty since his father, Yannick Noah, went from being, one of the country's most famous athletes to becoming one of its most famous musicians, which is kind of odd.
Yeah.
But he's like a pop star now in France who tours the country and, plays these big stadiums.
That's fun. I did not know that.
Yeah, you can listen to some of his music online. Even Joakim said it's not really his cup of tea, but
we might have to pull some of that up now, Mike, and play it.
Yeah, so so he did that, and then when he was about 14 or 15, I think, maybe a little younger, he moved to New York with his mom to be, so he could focus on a basketball career, and then he's living in Manhattan and going to the police athletic league and getting schooled by these city kids. And then we know the rest. He ended up at Florida, won two championships. He's a colorful guy. I think he's a nice person. I think I would say from what I've seen, has a good character. He's somebody who cares about people, but he can be a little colorful. He can be a little brash sometimes. And that's part of what makes him good. As a player.
Talking with Bulls beat writer Mike McGraw, the Daily Herald. And, Mike, one thing I noticed about Noah last night, I think Derrick Rose, too, and the rest of the Bulls, they seem overwhelmed almost now with this Heat team, with what they've been able to do to the Bulls on defense, with what Miami's defense has done to them. How have you seen them react to what's kind of going on when they can't kind of get their way?
Yeah, they have looked a little flustered at times in these last two games, and it's something that they're not used to. And I think it's easy to figure out how, just like Indiana and Atlanta did, they're sending two people at Rose right away trying to get the ball out of his hands. And, the Bulls should be able to figure out what to do against it. But, with the Heat, they just have taller faster athletes on the floor, you know, obviously with Wade and LeBron James, and then you've got a pretty good shot blocker, Joel Anthony. He's not that well known, but he's a pretty good defensive center. And then, you know, Bosch is almost a seven-footer. So you've got, you know, it's a little more of a challenge. They're moving faster. You have to be a little sharper with those guys on the court when they're playing with, obviously the Heat's got some confidence over these last couple games, and they're riding some momentum in the second half, and it's just a matter of the Bulls making the right play. It was a few times they just made the wrong play. They rose, had a charge when he should have passed the ball. A couple times they had, you know, he threw it right into LeBron's arms in the fourth quarter last night when he had Kyle Korver wide open at the top of the key. You know, it's just a matter of kind of, you know, under pressure, you got to make the right plays, and if you don't, you'll pay for it. And in kind of a low scoring, you know, struggle like they've been playing with the Heat, you know, just a couple little mistakes can really turn the momentum, and they paid for it.
And with Derrick Rose, you know, with his MVP season, what he's done this year, we almost forget that he's only in his third year in the NBA, a 22-year-old kid. And it seems like LeBron and Dwayne Wade are taking their, or maybe not Dwayne Wade, but LeBron is definitely taking his game to another level, while Derrick might maybe in the moment has finally caught up to him. What do the Bulls got to do to get him going again?
Well, that's what they've been trying to figure out today. They didn't practice. They kind of had a film session and a rehashing what went on. And you know, some of it, maybe it is just within Derrick to be a little more aggressive. You know, there was in the third quarter, I thought he did a good job of taking it to the rim when he had a break opportunity. He pushed it and attacked the defense before it got set. Sometimes he, you know, just pulling up for a jumper if he's got a shot going is a good option for him. And sometimes making a good pass is a good option for him. And he's just, I think he's got to figure it out. I think with the Bulls down 2-1, you know, everyone's looking for him to come back and have that 44-point game like he did against Atlanta. And the Bulls certainly could use that. You know, now we have to see, can he do that? I mean, I don't know if he has to do that for them to win game four, but you know, certainly him having a superstar type of game tomorrow would certainly help the Bulls cause.
Bulls beat writer Mike McGraw. Now, Mike, are you down in Miami?
I am in Miami.
You are in Miami. What is the what's kind of the buzz around there about this team? Are the fans really confident now that this team is kind of doing what everyone expected them to do?
Well, I think I think the fans are probably a little more at a more of a fever pitch than
right.
You might expect. I know. I even put a line in my story about how calling Miami fans the, you know, America's best front runners, but they do seem to, you know, they have supported the team. You know, the Heat has a pretty good track record. It's not quite like the Marlins were, where they were, you know, they'd get 8,000 people to all the games, and then when they got good, they'd fill the stadium. You know, the Heat has had pretty good fan support because they have a track record of being a good team back into the 90s, and so there are a lot of pretty hardcore Heat fans out
sure.
there, and I think they're. Their fans do seem a little more, seem to have an arrogance about them, you know, now, you know, from what I hear on the radio or in the stands,
right.
they embrace the, you know, we've got the power trio, we're the, you know, we're unstoppable, and, you know, they're playing off it. It's, you know, I could see why people around the country think this is the Heat is an unlikable team, and why I think a lot of people are rooting for them to lose. And, you know, I guess it's up to the Bulls to get it done.
Talking with Daily Herald Bulls beat writer Mike McGraw. You can read his stuff at dailyherald.com. So Mike, what is Tom Thibodeau saying? What is the key to getting a win and escaping Miami at 2-2?
Well, Tom tends to say the same things over and over again. You hear the same things yep. before the game as you hear after the game as on practice days. And but he does mean what he says, and it all makes sense. I guess one of his lines I guess today was when you're getting double teams, usually it's the second pass out of the double team that gives you the open shot.
Right.
That's a good clue there. If Derrick has to give it up, then he needs to the Bulls need to keep the ball moving, keep their players moving. When a team is being aggressive defensively, just like the Bulls have played all season, you know, moving the ball is usually the best remedy when you're trying to go one-on-one or dribble into traffic if he's playing in
sure.
the defensive stand.
All right, Mike McGraw, Daily Herald, Bulls beat writer. Thanks so much, Mike, for calling back and jumping on with us. We appreciate it. And good luck to the Bulls, I guess, and to you in your quest for a championship, too, right? It's always fun to cover a team when they're winning, right?
Well, when they lose, I'm on vacation. So kind of a mixed bag for me, but I wouldn't mind seeing some more of my kids' sporting events. But you know, I know they're also I know a lot of people who are very excited about the Bulls, and I'm not pulling against them. That's for sure.
Absolutely, Mike McGraw. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Thanks for hanging there with me. Bye.
All right, that is Mike McGraw, DailyHerald.com.
A beat writer. He's a beat writer. He's not rooting for the team.
No, I know. You're right.
You always say that.
I do. Why do I say that?
I mean, it's fun to cover. Yeah. I've been a beat writer. Yeah, it's fun to cover, but they don't root for these guys.
No, you're right. I guess you're right.
There's an ethical line there. I mean, I covered Illinois when I was in college, but I wasn't rooting for them. I was rooting for the story.
You
root for the story.
Yeah. See, that'd be hard for me, I guess. I'd have to go cover, like, the Toronto Blue Jays. Or something.
Then you'd end up rooting for him anyway.
You're right,
probably.
I would.
That's
I would.
The way you are. 359 call, 217-359-2255.
Sanjay Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.